like to give thanks to my pastors, Pastor Francisco and Sister Sylvia. Amen. I like to thank them for always discipling me, always teaching me, always leading me in the right direction. So I like to give them thanks as well. I also like to thank my leaders. Amen. Brother Irvin and Pastor Josh. Amen. For always giving me advice and always being there for me. Amen. So I like to give thanks to them. I also like to give a special thanks to my UTC directors, Pastor George and Sister Christina. You know, when I was in the chains there in Panama, amen, they played a big role in my life right there in Panama. So I also like to give a special thanks to them. Amen. So if you have your Bibles, turn to the book of Acts chapter 2, verse 17. Amen. And we're going to go ahead and read. It says like this. And in the last days, I will pour out my spirit, says the Lord, on all people. Your sons and daughters will prophesy. Your young men will see visions. Your old men will dream dreams. Let's pray. Father, we come before you, God, here this evening, Lord, and we thank you, God, for the reading of your word, God. Lord, we pray, God, that you would just move me to the side, God, speak through me, God. Lord, God, I pray, God, let your word, Lord, go out, God, and land on good soil, Lord, in the mighty, matchless name of Jesus. And we all say amen and amen. Here tonight, I want to look at this text, this portion of scripture, because I believe that it's a word for the church for a time like this.
Amen.
This right here is an excerpt of what the Apostle Peter was preaching in the first sermon on the day of Pentecost. You see, here tonight, I didn't come to preach a message on the end times. I didn't come to preach a message on the last days. You got to tune in on Sunday for that when our pastor preaches that message and teach on that. But what I did come here tonight to encourage the church. I did come here tonight to encourage you that God is still pouring out his spirit.
That's right.
God is still pouring out his presence. That God is still moving in a time like this. Amen. You see, the church has been seeking God like never before. So I believe that the church is getting ready. I said the church is getting ready to experience a move of God like never before. I believe the people of God have been doing what the disciples were doing before the Holy Spirit fell on them on the day of Pentecost. I believe that we've been praying. We've been seeking the Lord. We've been in our word. We've been diving into the things of God. And I believe that was the same thing that they were doing before the Holy Spirit came that day of Pentecost. You know, the presence of God has been touching your homes. The presence of God has been touching you at your workplace. It's been touching you even despite the quarantine, even despite being at home. The presence of God has still been touching your life.
Right.
We've been seeking God more. The church has been seeking God more. Been seeking God, reading his word more.
Yeah.
Been in prayer more. I know
yeah,
I have.
That's right. Come on.
I know I've been in the presence of God more.
Yeah.
I'm not able to go out to many places anymore. I'm not able to go here or go there. I'm not able to do all these different things. But what I am able to do during this time is to seek the face of God. You see, Peter, he is quoting the prophet Joel in this portion of scripture. Back then, the Holy Spirit was poured out on certain people for certain circumstances. But I believe that Peter, he was using this portion of scripture to prove that now that the Holy Spirit is moving, not just on certain people anymore, but the Holy Spirit is moving on all flesh. The Bible says in the last days, God will pour out his spirit on all people. And I believe that Peter, he was quoting that scripture to make an emphasis that, you know what, God is pouring out his spirit. And that's good news. I said, that's good news,
yes,
church. Because
yes.
That means that we have the power of God on our side. That we can see souls
that's
getting
right,
saved.
Right.
That we can see God move like never before.
Right.
And that's good news. You see, here tonight, I want to talk about what happens when the Spirit falls.
Come on.
I want to talk about what happened when the Spirit falls.
Yes.
My first point here tonight is that when the Spirit falls, there is a new focus that takes place in our lives.
Ooh, come on now. Think about it.
In the book of Acts chapter 17, in the book of Acts chapter 9, verse 17 through 18, the Bible says that Ananias went to the house and entered it, placing his hands on Saul. He said, "Brother Saul, the Lord Jesus, who appeared to you on the road as you were coming here, has sent me so that you may see again and be filled with the Holy Spirit." Amen. Immediately, something like scales fell from Saul's eyes, and he could see again. He got up and was baptized. You see, if you read before this portion of scripture in the earlier verses, it talks about the conversion of the Apostle Paul. You know, he was on his way to Damascus, but he wasn't on his way there to preach the gospel. He wasn't on his way there to be a nice person. But he was on his way there to persecute the church.
Come on.
He was on his way to do damage to the church.
Wow.
But then he got interrupted by God.
Come on now.
You see, some of us, we needed our lives interrupted in this season.
That's right.
Some of us had our plans all set out for all 2020 already. It was December. It was December 2019. Hello, somebody. And you had all your plans out. What you're gonna do in January? What you're gonna do in February? What we're gonna do in March and April? But then all of a sudden, that got interrupted.
Yeah, that's right.
You know, I seen a picture, and this picture said this. It says, "The biggest waste of money in 2019 was a 2020 planner." You know, we had our plans all set. We're like, man, it's set in stone. But then God came and interrupted. You see, in many ways, this slowdown was beneficial to me. I can speak for myself. This slowdown was beneficial to me. You see, I've had encounters with God that shifted my focus. I remember one year, it was a gang convention, and I'll never forget it. It was a gang convention, and what happened was I wasn't able to go to that convention.
What? Come on.
But then I was all bummed out. It was back when I was probably like 16, 17 years old. I was still in high school. I was all bummed out that I couldn't go to the gang convention. But then one day, my pastor texted me. He was like, "You know what? You should still listen to the messages." And I was like, I don't know why I'm not even there. I can't even get the full effect. But then I remember, as I was watching, just like you're watching there at your home, that's why you're there watching in your living room or in your room. I was right there, and then the presence of God fell on me like never before.
Come on.
That's right. And all of a sudden, I wasn't bummed out anymore, but my mind and my focus got shifted. The presence of God is still able to fall upon our lives. Yes. We don't have to be here in the physical church for the presence of God to move. The presence of God is right there in your living room. The presence of God is right there in your room. The presence of God is still able to move in your life as you continue to watch, as you continue to get fed, not just tonight, but on Sundays, as you continue to get fed right there in our Zoom life group. The presence of God is still able to fall right there where you're at. You see, God wants to pour out his Spirit. But if we are distracted, then we'll miss it.
Wow, that's right.
We'll miss it. See, Pastor Francisco, my pastor, shared on Wednesday night, and he shared a devotion about not missing the season or not missing the harvest. And I believe that's a powerful devotion. I shared it on my page. If you have an opportunity to watch it, I believe you should watch it. And one thing that he was mentioning is how not to miss this season. Don't let this season pass us by.
Come on now.
And I believe that this is a season for the church where God can pour out his Spirit onto our life. God can pour out his anointing on our life. But if we become too distracted, then we'll miss it.
Sheesh, come on.
After the Holy Spirit filled Paul, he started to preach, and the presence of God completely changed his focus. You see, in Acts chapter 9, that was the end of the chapter, But if you go into Acts chapter 10, you see the Bible says that Paul began to preach.
Come on now.
He began to preach. He got to hang around the disciples. I want to let you know that some of us, we need our minds and we need our focus to be shifted.
Yes, that's right.
You see, God wants to do something new in our lives in this time. You see, in Isaiah 49, verse 19, it says, "See, I am doing a new thing.
Come on, that's right.
Now it springs up. Do you not perceive it? I am making a way in the wilderness and streams in the wasteland." I believe that God right now, he's doing something new in our lives. Some of us, we've never been so focused on God ever before in our lives. Some of us, we've never been thinking about God as much as we've been thinking about God now.
Jeez, come on.
You know, if you're tuning in, if you're watching, and you're backsliding, I want to let you know that now's the time to give your life back to Jesus.
Yes.
If you're watching, you're tuning in, and you may be just stopping by, I want to let you know that the presence of God can completely shift your focus.
Yes.
You see, right now, there's something different about you.
Yes.
I don't know about you, but for me, there's something different about my life. I'm not leaving out of this quarantine or out of this stay at home. I'm not leaving the same. God shifted my focus. God shifted the way I was thinking. God changed some things in my life. God rearranged some things in my life. And I want to let you know that God is able to do the same in your life.
Amen.
But we can't be distracted. My second point here this evening is that when the Spirit falls, we're able to walk in power.
Come on.
You see, now that God shifted our focus, and now our attention is on him, now our attention is on worshiping God, now our attention is in our word, and it's in prayer, I want to let you know that you're going to begin to start walking in some power.
That's right. Come on.
The book of Acts chapter 1, verse 8, it reads like this: "But you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes on you. And you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem and all Judea and Samaria and to the ends of the earth." You see, we're our ministry that walks in the power of God.
Yes, that's right.
What will we have power to do? What will we have power to do tonight, church? Well, I got an answer.
Come on now.
We'll have the power to be his witness.
Jeez, come on.
We'll have the power to be his witness. Mm-hmm. You see, during this time, the world is looking to the church like never before. Mm. During this time, we need believers that knows what it is to walk in some power. You see, people are looking to the church to see if we are still being his witness during a time like this.
Wow.
You know, I thank God for our ministry, Victory Outreach, because we've been still moving, even though we're in quarantine,
yes.
Even though we're supposed to be sheltering in place, the Spirit of God is still moving.
Yes.
Tomorrow we're gonna have a food drive, and we're gonna be giving away food to the community.
Yes.
We're gonna still be reaching people. We're still gonna be reaching our community. We're still gonna be reaching our children. And I believe that God is still on the move. Why? Because there's people that knows how to walk in power.
Yes, hallelujah.
You see, the book of Acts shows what happens when Christians, when believers are able to walk in his power.
Come on now.
And that is spreading the gospel.
Come on now. That's good. Yes.
In Acts chapter 1, all the way through chapter 7, it tells of the gospel being in Jerusalem. But then when Acts chapter 8 through 12 comes around, it speaks of the gospel in Judea and Samaria.
Mm.
But then in Acts chapter 13 through Acts chapter 28, it tells of the gospel going to the ends of the earth.
Amen.
And I believe that tonight, that's a word for the church.
Come on now.
That even though that we're still in shelter in place, when the Spirit of God comes upon our lives, the Spirit of God is still able to come upon us, and we're still able to be his witness in a time like this. The gospel is still able to go forward during a time like this. People are still be able to get saved during a time like this.
That's right.
See, the world is looking towards the church.
Come on.
They're looking to see what the Christians going to do next. What the believers of God are going to do next. But I believe that through social media, through Zoom, through YouTube, through Facebook, that the church has still been moving, that the church has still been preaching, that the church has still been doing the things of God. You see, the church is still on the move. But we still need more believers that know how to walk in His power. Why? So you can go into your workplace.
Come on.
So you're able to go into where you go. If you're still able to go to work, so you can preach the gospel there at your job. So you can tell the people that there's a way out of their addiction, that there's a way out of their bondage, and that person, his name is Jesus.
Yes, hallelujah.
I believe that God is still using us today to do one-on-one evangelism.
Yes,
amen. As we continue to go to the stores, we can always tell somebody about Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Of course, keeping a safe social distancing, we're keeping our 6 feet apart, with our mask on, I still believe that we're able to tell the world about Jesus. The third thing, what happens when the Spirit of God falls? And this is important. When the Spirit of God falls, then revival will follow.
Amen. Amen.
When the Spirit of God falls, revival will follow. In Luke chapter 4, verse 18, the Bible reads like this. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me because He has anointed me to proclaim good news to the poor. He has sent me to proclaim liberty to the captives and recovering of sight to the blind, to set at liberty those who are oppressed.
Wow.
Throughout Jesus' ministry, we see Jesus did exactly this right here. Throughout the Gospels, we read the miracles that Jesus has done. Wherever Jesus went, there was revival taking place.
Yes.
Wherever Jesus went, He laid hands and miracles took place.
That's
wherever
right.
Jesus
God.
Went, revival followed.
That's right.
You see, and here tonight, I believe that the Spirit of God is falling upon you.
Yes.
It's falling upon me. It's falling upon the church.
Yes.
Why? So we continue to proclaim that God is still good. So we continue to proclaim that revival is going to take place. That miracles are still able to happen. That God is still able to cause the blind to see. That God is still able to still cause the mute to see. That God is able to cause the lame to walk. And I believe that the Spirit of God is upon the church. That His right hand is upon the church. So that way that we can go and we continue to preach and we continue to preach and reach the world for Jesus.
Amen.
You see, the Spirit, that same Spirit of thou fell on Jesus, the same Spirit that's still moving today.
Right.
It's still moving in this generation. It don't matter what the media is saying. It don't matter what the doctors are saying. The Spirit of God is still able to move, and it's still moving today.
Right.
You see, if there was revival that took place way back in 1967, when drug addicts, when they said there is no hope for no drug addicts, when they said there is no hope for a gang member, when they said there is no hope for those that are bound, and I want to let you know, revival took place then, and I want to let you know another revival took place again, and that was the second wave, the Joshua generation of our ministry, and I believe that here this evening, that there's going to be a third revival that's going to take place in our ministry, and we're getting ready to see this revival. I believe that even though things are going the way it's going, that things are the way that they are, I want to let you know that revival is taking place. I believe when the church doors open once again, we're going to experience the presence of God like never before. That people that backslid in their life, they're going to begin to come back to the Lord. Those that never met the Lord before, they're going to get saved once again. And what's going to happen then? Revival is going to be here in Victory Hour Square Prairie. But not just Victory Hour Square Prairie. It's going to be here in Texas. And not just in Texas, but all of America and all the ends of the world.
Amen.
You see, I feel so strongly as I was preparing, as I was in prayer, and I was preparing for tonight, God was telling me that His Spirit is about to drop.
That's right.
Wow. Come on now.
His Spirit is about to drop on the church.
Yes.
I believe that our ministry is a special ministry. Our ministry is a special ministry called to the task of evangelizing, discipling, and hurting people of the world. Just because we're sitting at home and we're in quarantine doesn't mean there's not hurting people.
Mm.
Just because we're at home doesn't mean that there's people that still need, that don't need to hear the gospel anymore.
Yeah. Mm.
But I believe that God is setting us up. God is setting up the church to move like never before.
Yes.
Like, we're setting up the body of Christ to move like never before. And I'm excited. And I'm excited. And I'm pumped. And I can't wait to see what God's going to do next. Because I know that the church, even though we've been in quarantine, even though we've been in placement and sheltering, man, I believe that God is bouncing us back.
Come on now.
I believe He's bouncing the church back. And I'm excited. And I can't wait to see what God's going to do in this generation. I can't wait to see what God is going to do within your life that's watching. If you're stopping by and tuning in, I want to let you know that Jesus has a plan for your life. If you're tuning in tonight, I believe that God is going to move like never before in your life, that the presence of God is going to drop.
That's right.
The presence of God is going to drop. And I believe that we're getting ready to move, church.
Come on.
I believe that we're getting ready to move like never before. That when we go out and we start having rallies and we start having outreaches and once again, I believe that not just a few people are going to get saved, but we're going to be able to see hundreds get saved. We're going to be able to see whole communities give their life to Jesus. And there's going to be a third wave of revival taking place.
Oh, no.
And the harvest is going to be ready for the church to come and collect it. Hallelujah. Give Jesus some praise. I believe we're going to reap a harvest like never before.
Come on, y'all.
In closing, as I call the piano player up, I want to close with this, that the church is in a position to see a move of God like never before. You know, I believe that Pastor is going to preach a message, a powerful message on the end times this Sunday. So tune in. Stay tuned in. And then you get to hear all about the end times. But what I believe right now, in this moment, in this season, that God is positioning the church to reap a harvest. To reap a harvest.
Right, right, right.
Some of our family members that we thought would never get saved.
Come on,
that we've been praying for years.
Yes.
Our siblings, our moms, our dads, our cousins, our aunts, our uncles. I believe that they're going to be able to experience the same thing we've experienced. We've been able to see and we've been able to taste and see that the Lord is good. And I believe that during this time, God's going to show them and God's going to show them to tell them to taste and see that the Lord is good. You know, I believe that the Holy Spirit is going to fall right there in your homes. That as we continue to press into God, as we continue to seek the face of God during this time, I believe that there's a shifting taking place within the ministry. I believe there's a shift taking place within your heart and taking place within your life. And I want to let you know that God's positioning you to experience the move of God. God is experiencing and positioning you so that way He can use you in this heart. And all we have to do is just get ready, church.
Come on, yes.
And just get ready to see God move like never before. You know, miracles are going to be taking place when the Spirit of God falls. The Bible says that where the presence of the Lord is, there is freedom. There is liberty. And I believe where the presence of the Lord is right there in your home. Where the presence of the Lord is, it's right there in your house. It's right there in your workplace. It's right there in our stores. It's right there in our community. And I believe where the presence of God is, there is freedom. Where the presence of God is, people are alive. believe that the church, is in a prime position to see it all unfold. So I came to encourage the church here tonight that if you haven't experienced the presence of God, I believe that the presence of God is going to fall right now. If you haven't experienced the presence of God in a while, I believe that the presence of God is going to fall right now. And I believe, as we all stand here this evening, I believe that God is going to touch your life. Hallelujah. Just begin to lift up your hands right there where you're at. Begin to worship the Lord right there where you're at. I believe that God is on the move, and God is going to move in your life right now. Oh, free. So right there, if you're listening, And if you want to give your heart to Jesus, just repeat after me. Say, Jesus, I believe that you died and rose again for me, for my sins. I believe that you're able to come into my life and set me free. I give my heart and I give my life to you. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. I just want to say a prayer. Father God, right now, Lord, we pray, God, for all those that said that prayer, God. Lord God, for all those, God, that's experiencing, God, your presence, God. Lord, that's experiencing, Lord, your power, God. Lord, that's experiencing, Lord, your presence, God, your peace, God, your love, God. God, I pray right now, God. Lord God, that for all those that said that prayer, God, I pray, God. Lord, that you will continue, God, to be with them, God. Even after they log off, God. Lord, even after, Lord, we dismiss, oh, God. God, I pray, God, that you will still move into their life, Lord. Lord, we pray, God, that you will just continue to move, God, in their life, Lord. In the name of Jesus. Amen and amen. I want you to know, come wearing your mask, and we're going to be wearing gloves, and we're going to be blessing our community, amen. So we want to invite you out. I also want to remind you that this Sunday, our very own Pastor Francisco, he's going to be preaching a message called The Symptoms of the End Times. So you don't want to miss out on, if that's going to be online at 11 a.m., so you don't want to miss out what God's going to do this Sunday, hallelujah. We want to remind you that we also have Zoom life groups throughout the week. Amen. So you can stay plugged into all our Zoom life groups. Hallelujah. So right there we are. We're just going to go ahead and close in a word of prayer. Father, we come before you, God, and we thank God for what you're doing, God. Lord, we pray, God, that you would just move, God, continue to move, God, even after, Lord, we dismiss. God, I pray, God, that you would just continue to have your way, Lord. God, we leave from this place, God, from never from your presence, Lord. In the name of Jesus, amen and amen. Hallelujah.
do got one thing to say, because I believe my pastor would say that too. So I was telling them, I forgot I was on camera, dude. So I was like, I was in the mix, baby.
Where?
So we gotta have someone. I don't know if anybody was listening. So
yeah, I was.
I was too. To what?
I mean, altar call.
Oh, during altar call, I was listening.
No, I think
during altar call. We couldn't hear Brian. I don't know what you were saying. During when we were playing, so we just gotta.
We tried cutting it up, but we don't know which one is the black mic.
Three?
No, while we were playing.
It was up.
It was like trying to pump it up, you know what I mean? But when we started playing,
I had
Jeanette cut down her. I was like, hey.
Yeah, I did that. And the girls were singing, and so.
It was, I guess, you know, you're trying to pump up the crowd and stuff like that. Just in that area, we just couldn't hear.
So next time, not on video.
We'll have to listen to it.
No, okay. Everything that we do is on the video.
No, but I'm talking about you were listening through it from what your headphones, and so your headphones are connected to.
What he hears in his headphones, but goes through live.
Everything.
So, I mean, but to be honest, there's a little tad bit difference in the live. Like I know what you're saying because I really couldn't hear myself either. But I would have to listen to the live and see how it sounds on there. It was just weird because I couldn't hear you.
Hey, we're loud though.
Oh, yeah, they're loud.
I need more hands on.
Mm-hmm.
But it was okay.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. say he does.
Victory outreach Palmdale.
Palmdale?
Mm-hmm.
Not Palmdale. Not Palmdale. Not V.O. Palmdale.
Brian.
Oh, no.
Mm-hmm.
Ryan.
Bomb.
The first part was good. What was it for the second part?
It was all good.
Did they tell you the next title?
I told them no.
Whatever, man. I'm just playing with you. I don't even know. I'm just faking it.
I'm real.
You gonna tell them no?
No, see, that's what people get it mixed up.
I'm
just
playing. I'm just playing.
Your shirt's cute.
Thank you. You want it?
Thank you.
Yeah.
Oh, you're retarded.
I can give it to you.
I'll take the hand-me-downs. It's cute though.
It looks funny, no?
No.
It's a big
thing. Hey, Adrian Beltre.
It looks good on me because you can see a little
box.
It looks good on me because you can see a little
You box. Can't, even if I wore a big shirt, you can see it.
It looks cute.
I was trying not to like, I can't see it because it's an XL.
Why would you want
an XL? I'm not saying that I don't. I just thought I wasn't going to show
because
it's an XL
shirt
on me.
Yeah. I thought you made me paranoid all the time because it's like you're going to fall over
here. Mm-hmm.
Hey Brian, hey Adrian Beltre, like Puerto Rican?
Oh, are you coming over here? Can you give me that Lysol spray?
That boy's a fool. Thank you.
respect this one already, okay?
What?
You say disinfect this one already?
Yeah, it's the green one?
Yeah,
yeah, lights all that boy.
Tracy presentable.
Damn, what a gum.